the Pos of Resha, to Derech of Atana. Sometimes he explains the first thing that he started off with, and Zimna Nehuda Salak Meforesh Resha. And sometimes he explains that that he ended off with the second one first. So Taka, there's no Seder, so therefore it's not sure our Mishnah reader, even though we start off with Kinuyim, to Derech of Atana to do, sometimes this way, sometimes that way, to Kinyath any questions. The Boyis Seima, another Teretz is like this, I'll tell you, that true, it's as Ran explains, the same type of a Teretz, that sometimes this way, sometimes that way, we want to say a little bit of explanation, how come over here, the Tana B'davka went to explain the second one first. The Boyis Seima Yodos, you know why our Tana went to explain the case of Yodos of a handle first? Because I did the Asya Medrasha, like we'll soon see in the Gemara later, since we know this Chiddush of Yodos from a Pasuk. In other words, it's not so simple to know it. Kinuye nedorim mashma, that's a svara. That's simple. Just like you can make a neder, there's a svara said in all languages, other languages are also good. But yodos, we just started off saying, and you didn't end off, maybe there I would have thought in svara it's no good. We have to dash in a posik. Now, since it's a drosha, meforish luberesha, therefore we explain it first. So is a svara, what the chum after darshin, they have to explain it so that the chavivus, they love it, because they, like, were mechadishit. So therefore they want to explain it first. For the Gemara, if so, the lifta chodein veresha, the chur, if so, why don't we even start off? The Mishnah should have started off then, kol yodis nadorim, kinadorim. If you want to tell me a svara, yad, is a chiddish because we darshin the posik, the Tana would like to say it first. So why didn't the Tana start off directly with Yodos Nedorim? And Mashma, like now, the Gemara is saying, even though you'd make a mistake with the beginning, you have to say Mechs Chsur, Mechs, or the beginning of the Mesechta, so what? Still, let's do it. So Gemara says like this. Miftach Posach B'Kinuyin D'Raisa. No, the Mishnah wants to start off with something that's simple, everybody knows about it, what's Midiraisa, so we start off with Kinuyin D'Raisa. For Hodam Meforish Yodos, the Yastim La Medrasha. Then after we say Yodos, then we go to explain Yodos. Because we want to start off with what's simple. But then when we go to explain it, we explain Taka Yodos, because that's the Drosha, that's Chaviva, we like it more. So Mar says it depends. Honi Chalamandi Yome Kinuyim Loshinokramim. According to Rabbi Yechonin, it's very good that Kinuyim, the substitute for an Eder. This nickname is not something new. It's a Goyish language, it's a language. So like Ran spoke out, even though regular language is Pshita, it's a good neder. A neder is said B'choloshin. So the Chiddush was, this is called a slang language. It's not the main, let's say you're saying in English. It's not the main English language. It's a slang. But Akoponim still is pretty Poshit. In other words, we know the Yisrael, you can say Nederim in any language. So this is also called a good Loshin of a neder. It's good why the Mishnah started off with Kinuyim, because not everybody knows. But according to Rosh Lakish, that he holds, Kinuyim, the substitutes, is called Loshin. It's not a real language. It's something the Chum themselves made up, that people should use these words for a neder. Like we explained, the Chum don't want a person to say Kekorbin, because they're afraid maybe they'll end up just saying the word Lashem. So they said, instead of saying the word Korbin, say Koinach. But our Koponim, it's not so poshid. It doesn't say this in the Torah. It's something that Chama made up. So I'm sorry, Michael and Neymar.
Alright, turn over.
Like, Michael and Neymar, what could you say? According to Rosh Lakish, a Kinuyim is also not clearly in the Torah like we would know it by itself. It's something that Chama had to make up. It's a Lashon Shabbat Lem Chachamim. So if so, why did the Tana, the Mishnah, start off with Kinuyay? Why didn't it start off with Yodos? They're both something like you need the Chum to dash into us. Even though the Ran spoke out, and we'll speak about it later on more, that even according to Rosh Lakish, it's also Midiraisa. That the Chum made up this Lushin, now when we say it, it's also called like a Lushin. It's called a good language. But our Koponim is not so openly, clearly. So why didn't we have to, why didn't the Tana start off with then with Yodos? So Gemara says like this. The Mor says, Enichnam, it's true. The Mor says this, Mikatani Yodis. Does our Tana anywhere, did it really say the word Yodis in the Mishnah? We said, no, the Tana didn't say it. What did we have to answer? V'lav chasure komechsarto. We had to answer and said, the Tana left out something. So I'll tell you, the circumstance the law actim nani. So now you know what we'll do with this that was left out. We'll put it at the beginning of the Masechta. Now we want to answer to say, it's possible to say, the beginning of the Masechta, in the first Mishnah, the Tana left out the first part of the Mishnah. V'toni, this is the way the Mishnah really should have been learned. That the Mishnah should start off. Yodais, and say like this, Kol Yodais Nedarim Kinedarim, V'chol Kino Nedarim Kinedarim. That's what the Mishnah should have said. True, it starts off with Yodais, and then it goes to Kinuyim. V'yelu Hen Yodais, and now it's good what the Tana explains, the first part of the Mishnah first, that Oy Melech Averoi, then V'yelu Hen Kinuyim. Then the Mishnah later, in Daf Yud, explains the second part of our Mishnah. What's called Kinuyim? Koinem, Koinach, Koines. So that's Pshat. So it's interesting. Now we're coming to say that the beginning of our Masechta, the first Mishnah, the Tana left out the beginning of the Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah should have been Kol Yodos Nedarim Kinedarim. And I once heard a Pshat on this, the Churutz Apella. Like how come the Mishnah, the beginning of the Masechta, leaves out the beginning? Like these are Tanoim, Rabbeinu HaKodesh wrote the Mishnah. How come he left out something like this? And once start over from Rav Hutna Zatzal, I want to explain that really Gemara is called Torah Shebaalpeh. The reason why it's Baalpeh is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a special bris between us and Hashem, and that the Goyim should not go to learn it. Even though Torah Shebaalpeh, also they're not supposed to learn, but that's written down, we can't help it. But here, Torah Shebaalpeh, the explanation of the Torah Shebaalpeh, Hashem Badafka wanted that the Goyim should not have any shaykhs to it. So therefore, even when it came later Duris, that we began to forget, and the Chum saw we have to write it down, so Rabbeinu HaKadosh went to write down the Mishnayis, but when they wrote it down, they wrote it down in a manner that if you don't have a Munas Chachamim, you will just close it and you won't learn it. Like, let's say a Goy will open up a Gemara, and the first thing he says, you learn something, in the beginning of the Masechta, something is missing. Like, what kind of a learning is this? So close it and go away. So the Chum and Bedafka wrote down with Chasur Mechzera, something is missing, or sometimes they ask the question, they say, Ipcha Eipach, change it around. David Afka wrote it down in these ways that you only learn it if you really have a Munas Chachamim. But our core problem, what we're coming out here is the beginning of our Masechta, our first Mishnah, something is missing, and the Seder should be Kol Yodos Nedarim, and then Kol Kinuyi Nedarim, and then it's good why the Mishnah explains Yodos first. Now the Gemara is the Kasha. The Yodos Heichiksiv, we said before, Yodos is a Drosha. Where's the Pasuk? Where does the Torah talk about this yesod of Yodos by the Dorim? So Gemara says, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Ish kiyafli lindor neder nozir lahazil Hashem. It says a few extra words here. So let's start off with the end part of nozir. It says, nozir lahazir, a double Lashon. Fetanya will not like this. Nozir lahazir. What's this extra Lashon of nozir lahazir? It's lasois kinuya nazirus kinazirus. A kinu for a nozir is also like a nazirus. And Agav, the Ram says not to be gerish this, because for this we do not need a pasuk, that's a swara. But what we do need a pasuk is for the next part that says, V'yodos Nazirus Kinazirus. Even by a Nazir, even though you don't end off and say the whole thing, Hareni Kinazir, you just start off saying the beginning of the Lashon, you start off with a Yad, it's also considered like you said a Lashon of a Nazir. So that's the Chiddush from the word Nazir Lahazir, that even Yodos, the beginning of a Lashon of a Nazir, is also good. So Umar asks, Ein li yela b'nazirus. This is only good by Nazirus. The Nedarim minayin. But how do we know, like our Masechta is talking about Nedarim? We're saying, kol yodos Nedarim is Nedarim. How do we know by Nisa Neder, a Yad, a beginning of a Lashon is also good? So this we say, Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, starts off with Ish ki yafli linda Neder. A person wants to make a Neder. And then it goes to Nozil Hazel Hashem. So in the same Pasuk it talks about Nedarim and about Nazirus. So we make a hekesh, makish nazirus nadarim. We make a hekesh, hilchas nazirus, hilchas nadarim. We learn out hilchas nadarim from nazirus, or else makish nazirus nadarim. We learn out both ways. We learn out hilchas nazirus. We'll soon see from nadarim, or nadarim le nazirus. Learn out hilchas nadarim from nazirus. What does that mean? Ma nazirus, just like by nazirus, also by yodis nazirus kinazirus from this word nozel hazir. A Yad of a Nazir is like a Lashon of a Nazir. Is Af Nedarim? The same thing by Hilchos Nedarim also. Also, Ben Yodos Nedarim Kinedarim. A Yad, the beginning of Lashon of a Neder, is like a Neder. And more than that, the other way we learn out is, Oma Nedarim, just like by Nedarim. Oy Vibabal Yachel. somebody makes a neder that he can't eat this bread, and then he goes and eats the bread, he's over lavel bal yachal. He made his words in vain. He made his words chulin. Ula bal tacher, there's also lavel bal tacher not to push off your neder. If you made a nidre hegdish, you said a reyalai lahavi korban. You made a neder, you're going to bring a korban. So if you don't bring the korban within a certain limit, we'll learn later, the sugyas in Rosh Hashanah, whether it's three regalim, let's say you wait three regalim, three yom tevim pass by and you don't bring the korban, so you're over lav of bal tachar, you waited too long. So the klal is, af nazirus is over the bal yachil. There's a case that you're over the yisra bal yachil, and the Gemara later on Amar Beis will explain this. Of the bal tachar, there's also a case by nazirus, that if you wait too long, you're over this lava of Baal Tachar also. The Gemara later will explain what's the case. Further, well, man adorim, just like the parsha of the Dorim, the Chal is, well, av meifa nidre bitoi, well, baal meifa nidre ishtoi, if your daughter under 12 and a half makes a neder, you could be meifrit. Or then if your wife makes a neder, the husband could be made for his wife's nedarim. Is af nazirus, the same thing in the parsha of nazirus, if the klal is af made for nazirus bitoi, if your daughter under 12 and a half makes and becomes a nazir, when the father hears about it, he could be made for a nullet. Or baal made for nazirus ishtoi, the same thing, a husband could be made for his wife's neder, she makes herself into a nazir, the husband could be made for it. Later we'll explain this brisa. Now the Gemara is the kasha. So what do we say so far? That how do we know yodos nedarim? Because of the hekesh, it says by nazir, nazir lahazir. So we learn out nedarim from nazirus. For the Gemara, what do we have to have the hekesh for? Maish nagabi nazirus tichsiv nazir lahazir. Why do you say by nazirus itself we know yodos? Because it says a double lashon of nazir lahazir. The Gemara is nedarim nami. By Nedarim also, the beginning of Pasuk says, Hoksiv Lindo Neder, Vekesha Lomeli. What do we have to have Hekesh for? The Pasuk again starts off, Yish Kiyafli Lindo Neder. It says a double lotion by Neder. Why for this word alone don't we know Yodis Nedarim Kedarim? So Mara says, no, there's a difference. Iksiv Neder Lindor. If it would have said it like Nazir, a mud in the way of Neder Lindor, you don't talk that way. Kedarim. Then it would have been a drasha. Like it says, Nozil Hazir, Kedekamra, then you'd be right. But, Leitzrich Hakesh, and then you would not have to have this Hekesh. It would be like, say, by Nedarim itself, the Chiddush of Yodas. But Hashtar, the Chsiv, now that the Pasuk says by Neder, Lindor Neder, it's like, that's the way you talk, Lindor Neder, to make a Neder, or Lesser Isser, to make an Isser. Is I tell you, Dibra Terech Halashim B'nei Yodam, the Terech is talking now the way people talk. And therefore it's not called something extra. So therefore from the first word of Lindor Neder, you can't learn out a Chiddush. Only from the second word of Nazir Lahazir, that's extra, that teaches us Yodos. So Mara says it depends. It says, Machlekes real in the Gemara and Kedushin. Honicha l'mandi isle dibro Torah k'loshim b'nei yodim. Like we know the cloud of the Torah doesn't say anything extra. But Raman Yom says, sometimes the Torah talks like a person talks. In other words, this is not called extra. Lindor Neder, that's not called extra. So therefore it's okay. Elu Laman Delesle Dibratara Kalashim Nayodom. But according to the Mandi Yom Kedushin, it says no. The Torah doesn't say a double ocean, even like normal talk. In other words, any double ocean is like there for Joshom. It's not stam there, but something extra to learn out from. If so, Hai Lindor Neder Mayovadle. Like, what does he do it for? The Chur, what does he use it? If you want to tell me, in other words, the Kasha is back, what do you have to have the Hekesh for? The Chur, learn it out from the Dorim. And if you do make the Hekesh, so it's extra, why does the Torah have to say the word, Lindor Neder for? So Mara says like this, according to this man, the Menech Nami, Dorish Lei, Lasois, Yodois, Nedorim, Kinedorim. True, from the beginning of the Pasuk of Ish Kiyafli, Lindor Neder, from this double lashon of Lindor Neder, we learn out Yodos Nedarim Kinedarim. According to this man, the Yom that holds Lo Dibro Torah K'loshim B'nei Yodim. And how do we know by Nazirus? O Makish Nazirus Nedarim. I tell you, this is also part of the Hekish, that Nazirus has Yodos. You learn out from the Dorim. If so, Nozir Lahazir, what do we need it for? I tell you, Dorishle, he learns it like this. Melamed, it comes to teach us Shehan Nazirus Chalal.